Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, yo, everybody. Hi. Hey. Yeah, I love this song. Favorite song. Love this song. I don't even know what the song is. Hey. We're here. We're good. Doing good. Okay. All right, let me do a couple things, housekeeping things. I wanted to do a panel today. Don't know how this is going to go today, because I was supposed to get in at 6. The person that I was talking to about having on the panel, I told him 6. So obviously I'm much, much later than I should. But yeah, you know, it's just me fucking up again. Okay. What's up? How you doing, everybody? Hey, Zero Cool. Thanks. Thanks for the fart, man. Elisa, Cody. Hey. Hey, Cody, remind me again what your Twitch is. Did you get a capture card for the Switch? I have one already. I installed one on the computer here. I have the Elgato directly pumped into the computer. I'm gonna pump you up. Yeah, that's what I was doing right now. So I was adding people to CrossMod. That's why I was asking for Cody. I was doing Twitch first and then go on the YouTube. The YouTubes. Oh, this is Kick. It looks just like YouTube, a mix, like a weird baby between YouTube and Twitch. Holy man. Holy! Okay. How's everybody doing today? Tell me. Oh, I downloaded Diablo. I'm so excited to play Diablo. Yeah. Yo, kind of sleepy. Dom, what's your channel? I'm gonna need you guys' help. Hola. You're burning sage. We're pogging. Yes, we are. Kick is strange. Yeah, I just need your, I need your Twitch. Okay, that's it. Okay, here we go. So everybody's good on the Twitch. I just got to do YouTube. You guys got to tell me your YouTubes. Which channel? You got to tell me your YouTube channel. Because it only says Dominique. It doesn't show, like, you know. Hose Nad is you on YouTube? That's you on YouTube? Hose underscore mad, okay. Do you have a middle finger in your username? Okay, which one of these are you, bro? Dominique 129, okay. Here we go, boom, added. Okay. Yeah, there's one that has, like, the middle finger. Okay, anyway. Have we ever surfed, Oh, wow, I got 12 followers on. Have we ever surfed, I got 12 followers. Hey, what's up? Freebird? Play Freebird? Okay. Sounds good. I got 12 followers on Kick. Yo, that's cool. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. You want to do a panel, but you're so exhausted? Oh my god. Honestly, did you need my other names? I mean, the only one that I need is Hose on YouTube and then everybody else on Kick. So, that's you. I know, but I can't. It doesn't come up, Hose Mad. Yeah, like, it doesn't come up. Can you just, like if you enter your channel URL, I can put that in there. Ask the surfing question. Have you ever surfed? Yes, I have. I have surfed before. Surfed many a times. Back in my day, I used to surf a lot. Many, many a times. Okay, we can finish this later. This is, like, taking up too much time. Let me save this. Of course, just as I did this. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I think it's maybe a little too late to do this panel. I don't know. I got it. Let me DM this. Let me DM the person who showed interest. And then I can... I'm also going to have to get up in a minute. It's not copying it. Let me see. Oh, here we go. You came up now. Boom. All right, we just got to do Kick now and we're good. Yeah, I got to DM him. He did show interest. I just, you know, I was busy taking care of business every day. Let me DM him right now and see what's up. Yo, what's goody, man? You want to come? Boom, boom, boom. Why does Nintendo have the best music, man? Thank you. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, I messaged him. I do have to leave in a little bit. I'm getting some stage time. Oh, man. They didn't close the curtain. Have I been to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk? I have not, no. They do know what they're doing. Nintendo knows exactly what they're doing. Nintendo is very, very good at doing what Nintendo does. What do we got? Oh, XQC reacted to... Everybody reacted to Miranda, huh? Anthony Fantano? No way. This is actually... I watched maybe like a couple of other responses, but Anthony Fantano is one of the ones that I'm kind of hyped for. What? He's going to review... An actual music reviewer. An actual music reviewer is going to review it. I wonder if he reviewed it like an album. I'm like genuinely curious.
All right. Hey, everyone. Anthony Fantano here, Internet's busiest music nerd. I hope you're doing well in a way. I guess we're doing a track review, a song review.
Hey, buddy.
Performer, right?
I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know. Why is he? Is it too loud? Okay, I'm sorry. Hello. Hi. Yeah, volume is kind of crazy. Ever since... Okay, I'm next. I'm going to have to leave in a minute. But I'll let you guys watch Anthony.
Writer.
So, I can't believe that he's playing this as a...
comedian. Okay. Actress. Colleen Ballinger. You guys may know her on the YouTube platform as Miranda Sings. Somebody who, honestly, I haven't really been paying a lot of attention to for a very long time. Even when she was at her peak of popularity, I wasn't paying that much attention to her because, like, her content just wasn't really for my demographic. She was a fellow millennial making comedy videos on YouTube for age groups much younger than me. Her videos got so hot and popular at one point, she went on to sell out tons of live shows and do a Netflix series. Since that bubble kind of popped, I imagine that she very much kind of went the way of, like, Fred, if anybody remembers that core memory from the YouTube vaults. But she is in the news and public eye once again because the internet has been going crazy over this collective realization that some of her past content and performances were pretty problematic and suggestive in sort of an inappropriate way. Even if, as she says, her content is meant to appeal in a PG-13 fashion. And from what I understand, to Colleen's credit, she has apologized for and taken down some of that content. But as people have been digging more and more into her generally, it's become more than that. Like, there's weird chat logs and documented interactions with fans who were not exactly... of an adult age.
There is a group chat called Colleenie's Weenies. This first one is someone saying, "My ass looks so good today, y'all." And that person is 12. And then Colleen said, "Pics," and then replied to the person, which is crazy. That's weird. And then she also used the group chat as a place to trauma dump about a divorce she was going through to 14-year-olds.
Not a great look, to put it bluntly. Now, the discourse around a lot of this stuff has reached a fever pitch, has grown quite intense. I guess it reached a point where Colleen felt that it was necessary to respond. I think just about everybody would have expected out of this, you know, your standard sad puppy dog eyed YouTuber apology video. Colleen decided to take a different route. She decided to deliver her apology, or, you know, her explanation in song, which has caused many people to send me the video saying, "Hey, you gotta review it. It's music." You know, I've always said this, but there's nothing more I love than being roped into doing something off a technicality. I can already hear it now in the comments, many people typing away saying, "Anthony, hey, make sure that as you're reviewing this, separate the art from the artist. Okay, I will try my best. Even if I'm not a big fan of Colleen's work, and some of the stuff I've seen in the wake of this video has made me raise an eyebrow, who knows? You know, this little track and performance here might be a stroke of genius. If it is, it's imperative that I, as a critic, acknowledge that. All right, we got the whole thing queued up here. Let's give it a watch and try not to be traumatized in the process. Okay, standard YouTuber apology start. It's looking sad. Pulling out the uke. And it's... no. No. Even if you take issue with what is being said about you, like the gravity of the allegations are so serious that it does not warrant pulling out a little ukulele and playing a little tune with it. We shouldn't have let white people in my generation touch the ukulele. We should have left that shit at Tiny Tim. It was never going to get better than that.
So a lot of people are saying some things about me that aren't quite true. Doesn't matter if it's true, though. Just as long as it's entertaining to you.
It's already getting bitter. I can already tell this is not going to a place where there's going to be much acknowledgement of fault. The tone has already been taken that you guys are just doing this because you're bored. Sure, is a lot of cancel culture driven by that on social media because people truly have nothing better to do on social media? Sure. But like when you consider the stuff that people are actually reacting to, that people are actually taking issue with, as far as Colleen stuff.
Right? You guys having fun? All aboard the toxic gossip train.
It's so theatrical and twee and disgusting. It's so disgusting.
Chugging down the tracks of misinformation, the toxic gossip train.
Bit of a musical critique here. I think she's kind of cycling through this little chorus, this little refrain series here a bit too much. It's kind of filler. I don't know if we need to drag things out this far. I love how even as she's like trying to frame herself as I'm an adult content creator who is making very adult decisions here, she's putting out a song that sounds like a kid's song with again the ukulele and the oh chugga chugga come aboard the toxic train. Woo-hoo. Even when apologizing, she can't be age appropriate.
Even though my team has strongly advised me to not say what I want to say, I recently realized that they never said that I couldn't sing.
Oh, yeah. That's the solution to this problem. Colleen, you shouldn't say anything. Well, what if I sing it? This is also why theater kids shouldn't be allowed online.
I've been sharing my life online for over 15 years. I've poured my heart out to you, and because of that, I feel like I'm talking to my friends. But in the beginning of my career, I didn't really understand that maybe there should be some boundaries.
That's too long to be sharing your life on the internet with random people, honestly. This is why I have gained the reputation as being kind of a private person, because I don't tell you guys about my personal life. I don't, because I don't think it's your business. Hey, listen, you're cool. I love that we have a bit of a online relationship where we vibe together over music, and that's cool, and that's healthy, and that's neat. Outside of that, you keep your private life to you, I'll keep mine to me, and that's where I think it works best. You are not my friend. I am not your friend.
And there were times in the DMs when I would overshare details of my life, which was really weird to me. I haven't done that for years, you see, because I changed my behavior and I took accountability. But that's not very interesting, is it? So let's go on the toxic gossip train.
I don't know about this. I mean, yeah, of course, the fact that she's doing it in song and ukulele, it's cringe and it's bad and it's awful. But I'm just not really getting down with the framing because, at least from what I've seen so far, there's a good bulk of valid criticism in many of the reactions to the content and the DMs and so on and so forth, I feel like Colleen is doing a bit of a sidestep here, only focusing on the people who are kind of taking that evidence and maybe, like, you know, throwing out the most wild and insane suppositions as a result of that, or maybe even sending her threats of some sort. Obviously, that's not cool. Obviously, I don't endorse that. Nobody actually endorses that. But she's using that pretty much as a kind of a straw man or a distraction to say, hey, all of this, this portion of the reactions to my behavior are so bad and so heinous.
So what did I miss?
All of it should just be, like, you know, thrown out the window and dismissed. And I don't think that is,
or Anthony, do we get the our shirts in the same place, Anthony and I? Well, who does he? Is that J.K. Rowling on his shirt?
The Way.
In all seriousness, I do think it's really important to hold people accountable for their mistakes.
Hey.
You know, we should hope that everyone can learn from their mistakes and grow.
It was good. Today's a storytelling mic, and I had to. Everybody's telling a story, and the theme is is like a shit story. Okay, you have to tell an embarrassing story about a time, like bowel movements or whatever it is. And I have some pretty embarrassing stories about shits. So,
embarrassing stories about shits.
Great. I did not want to hear myself say that twice.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Anyway, I have some pretty embarrassing stories about shits. I told one, went well, and I guess I'll tell it again a little later again. Can work on that story. Can keep working on that story.
Change their behavior and be a better person. This is something that I've always tried to do when I make mistakes. Hey, it's something that I will continue to try to do. What? Oh, you don't care? Oh.
Okay, wait, stop. Again, presuming what the audience wants, and while there are some people who, as a result of all this, may want to see Colleen, like, you know, up on a cross or, you know, being burned at the stake, whatever, not everyone is so unreasonable.
Your goal is to ruin the life of the person you despise while you dramatize your lies and monetize their demise.
Okay, no. You guys are my...
I'm not going to share my story right now. Because I may use it. It did pretty well, so I may use it as a, you know, I'm working on that special still, so whenever I have it, like, half an hour ready, then I'll put it all together. So
monetizing all of these rumors and all these things that I did that were bad and cringe, when, like, literally what you're doing now is going to worsen that. Like, if you just did a normal YouTuber apology, I think most people would have likely not had that strong a reaction to it. In fact, I didn't even know any of this was going on until you made this stupid ass video. This stupid ass video.
I had actually tried to withhold, like, talking about it because I wanted to see what she was going to say about it. You know? That's, I had seen the majority, not everything that was going on, but the majority of what was happening. But I was just like, what is she going to say? It was just 3 weeks of her not saying anything.
Video is actually drawing more attention to all of the stuff that you don't want people freaking out about and talking about, because this video is so shit.
Don't monetize my demise, guys.
When literally you're giving us the biggest incentive to do that ever, because you have made the worst YouTuber apology video in the history of YouTuber apology videos.
She took 3 weeks to write that song. Yeah, that is that's something.
I feel like I can already hear the comments on this video. She's gaslighting, manipulating. Oh, she's a narcissist and a rat.
Look, I can't personally say that about Colleen because I don't know enough about her to actually say what's in her heart or, you know, diagnose any kind of, like, behavioral pattern. But keep in mind, this is a single take 10-minute song, which she seemingly is performing without a hitch. I don't know. I think you need to be...
Well, it does take at least 5 days to rhyme with gaslighting. Gaslighting, pass fighting, das guiding, mass infighting, bass lightning, back biting. There you go. We got a few.
Be kind of a little, you know, self-obsessed and maybe bad at taking criticism or seeing flaws within yourself. In order to do this, there may have been some takes, numerous takes recorded to get this one out as together as it is.
Bad lighting. That's a good one.
And at
bad timing.
No point where maybe Colleen messed up halfway through. She was like, maybe this is a bad idea. You know what? For the artist, one of the most essential talents you can hold within your arsenal is the capacity to edit. And apparently Colleen does not have that, because if she did, once more, she would have stopped herself at some point and realized this was an awful idea.
I'm sure you're disappointed in my shitty little song.
This is 4 minutes in. It's unbelievable that her video goes on for 10 minutes.
She's not lying.
I know you wanted me to say that I was 100% in the wrong. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to take that route of admitting to lies and rumors that you made up for clout.
Do you know what would, like, help dispel and, like, pull apart and, you know, deflate some of the lies and some of the rumors?
And shoot, I mean, every screenshot that I saw, like, even when people are unintentionally, like, pausing it, like, she just, it looks like she's not doing well, you know?
Like, for you to actually come on here and very clearly and succinctly admit to, acknowledge, and apologize for the things that you did do, so people understand the difference between what was done and what's an exaggeration. That would actually have potentially a positive effect, even if at the end of the day it wouldn't please everybody, because, you know, you're never going to please everybody in a contentious situation.
Maybe she did her makeup that way. I mean, it looks like her makeup is pretty, like, natural, right? It's like neutral. It's like she's going with that natural look. It doesn't look like she put that much around her eyes, or she's got a little blush. I can see definitely, like, put the foundation. Is that what it's called? It's a filter. You think? I don't think it's a filter. I think it's just, I don't know.
Things like these.
Everyone just believes that you are the type of person who manipulates.
Hey, freckled unicorn.
It's and abuses children.
Given the gravity of these allegations, I feel like you should be approaching this in a more serious way than, you know, you hopping on camera and looking like an asshole with a ukulele.
So I just wanted to say that,
oh my God.
The only thing I've ever...
I thought she was going to talk. I thought she was just going to actually, like, you know, speak from the heart or something like that, but then the strumming came back in.
So I just wanted to say that, the only thing I've ever groomed is my two Persian cats. I'm not a groomer.
Yeah.
Hold up. I'm going to be back in a minute.
These crazy allegations about me, you know what'll make them die down? A quip. I'll be quippy about it.
Just a loser who didn't understand I shouldn't respond to fans. And I'm not a predator, even though a lot of you think so. Because 5 years ago, I made a fart joke.
It's not just the fart joke.
With Adam saying she would talk to him about her sex life as well as Trisha Paytas' nudes, all while she was 30 and he was 14, 15. There were also claims about how she would turn her fans into employees only to pay them very little and exploit their labor. She brought minors on stage, exploited them. In one case, she had a child reach into her pants to grab cheese balls. There was also another one that got a ton of attention where she had a teenage fan come on stage to do a bit about yoga, and there she stretched the fan's legs open in front of everyone. Colleen's brother Trent also being accused of complimenting a fan's look, saying things like, you would look good pregnant if you ever want children one day, as well as allegedly saying anything we talk about stays between you and I.
No, this video won't change anyone's mind about me.
Again. This video's not going to change anybody's mind, so it might as well be the worst video anyone on YouTube's ever recorded.
I still felt it was important to come on here.
No, it wasn't.
Defend myself a little.
No, no.
Take accountability.
You're not.
And I also wanted to say that to anyone out there who has ever supported me in any capacity, I really, really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Those people are few and far between right now.
Toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're back to the chorus. Bringing it back to the chorus.
Toxic gossip train.
She's laying some stank on it. God, there's still two more minutes of this. You're done. You're finished. You know, this is so theatrical. If this was truly a theater production, like halfway through this track, a minute through this track, a big giant hook would have come over. Oh, are we stopping? No, no?
Sometimes people can make a mistake and they're still a good person. Crazy, I know. Sometimes people can make a mistake and you don't have to take that mistake on. No. And twist it up and grind it and add some lies to it and pulverize it.
And pulverize it. Learn and learn it. You know what would make this point go down easier? Just maybe saying it sincerely. Delivering it in the way that you are, you know, sort of like acted out a little bit, in song, ukulele. One more thing, guys. It makes it seem kind of like a manipulation. Even though you're saying everything you're saying about, oh, everyone's going to hate me anyway, everyone's not going to like me. I think in your mind, you actually do believe on some level, if I do it like this, and of course, like the point of being like, everyone's going to hate anything I do, no matter what I do, is, you know, to elicit the reaction of, oh, Colleen, we don't hate you. We know you just made a mistake. This is how, unironically, how somebody who was in the Miranda Sings entertainment demo would react to, you know, severely getting in, you know, some bad trouble with their parents. I guess it tracks.
And that mistake doesn't make them a terrible human. It just makes them a human.
You know, the mix was a little off on this one. Song structure was there, but I'm not really sure if it needed to be as, you know, grand and over the top as it was. It's giving, you know, Taylor All Too Well 10-minute version, but the cringe YouTuber ukulele non-apology video variation of that. I don't think this track is going to be, you know, winning any Grammys anytime soon. I personally have never been a Miranda Sings or a Colleen fan. And even though that combined with the fact that I went into this with very low expectations, I still came out disappointed. I'm going to be straight up and say that this Colleen apology is not good. Let's, leave the toxic cancel train. And I'll see you guys in the next video, I suppose. Over here next to my head is another one you can check out. Hit that up or the link to subscribe to the channel. Anthony Fantano, forever.
Sorry, I'm back. Raid. Hello. We can hear him laughing. Oh my God. You guys. Chair, what's your favorite color? I don't know. Ask her. Does she want to talk about it? Let's not pressure her to talk about it, okay? What is this? He's killing it. He's funny, right? Anthony Fantano is funny. He's fucking hilarious with his shit. Anyway, I think that for the time being, I'm going to be good for the next few minutes. I don't have much to do. Just people wanted to see my studios and stuff. I had to show them around. And
drop the juicer for sure. Everyone does love the couch. Hey, look, we got a bunch of folks on Kick. Hold up. Oh my god, why does it always duplicate the audio? Hey, how you doing? Welcome. Anyway, now that we got some time. I want some cookies, bro. I need cookies. I need cookies. I need cookies. Oh, you know what we could do? That's a good point, Cody. We could, we can play Diablo. What? Ludwig has a farm? It's so weird. What kind? I like really soft cookies. I like stuff that melts in my mouth. Very creamy stuff that melts in my mouth. You know what I mean? M&M's do slap, they do. They slap the shit out of me. And they shit out of everybody. Cookies. Sorry to bother you guys with this. You guys, creamy. I like nut butter cookies, yes. I'm a big fan of nut butter cookies. I like nut butter. I mean, I like creamy nut butter, okay? That's what I'm really a fan of. Gamer subs, it's clean energy. I'm a big fan of nut butter, okay? Do Fig Newtons have nut butter in them? That's what I need to know. Just put some creamy nut butter in my mouth and I'm good, okay? That's all I'm asking for. Is he no longer live?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, you drew
13, 14, 15, 16. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to go on a show. No M&M's. Is everyone on Kick now? Everyone's on Kick. Kick is the vibe now. Kick's where all the homies. Okay, cookies. Should I get cookies or donuts, okay? Oh, insomnia. The only reason why I can't get insomnia cookies is it has the opposite effect on me than insomnia. It literally makes me want to fucking sleep. Okay? Logan Paul's getting in a bunch of drama today. Holy shit.
Where the fuck did he come from? Holy moly, yeah, you don't say.
Hey,
They use Middle Easterns as puppets. Hey, I'll give you 20 grand if the...
What are you talking about, bro? Okay, I want to see what Dylan Mulvaney said here.
One thing I will not tolerate people saying about me is that I don't like beer, because I love beer, and I always have. I built my platform on being honest with you, and what I'm about to tell you might sound like old news, but you know that feeling when you have something uncomfy like sitting on your chest? Well, that's how I feel right now, so this feels like the right thing to do. I took a brand deal with a company that I loved, and I posted a sponsored video to my page. And it must have been a slow news week, because the way that this ad got blown up, you would have thought I was like on a billboard or on a TV commercial or something major. But no, it was just an Instagram video. And the wildest part is that they also sent me one can with my face on it. You might have seen it. And funny story, I had the can around my house, but then I realized, wait, I need to protect this can. So I hid it somewhere. And now I can't find it because I hid it so well. But when I do find it, I feel like it needs to go in a museum, preferably behind bulletproof glass. And you might be thinking, Dylan, why bring it up now? I mean,
I'm surprised that Dylan waited this long to talk about this.
I'm bringing it up because what transpired from that video was more bullying and transphobia than I could have ever imagined. And I should have made this video months ago, but I didn't. And I was scared, and I was scared of more backlash, and I felt personally guilty for what transpired. So I patiently waited for things to get better. But surprise, they haven't really. And I was waiting for the brand to reach out to me, but they never did. And for months now, I've been scared to leave my house. I have been ridiculed in public. I've been followed, and...
It has been 4 months. And by the way, Dylan was followed. Even when she was trying to, you know, go to a hotel. I think she was at the Beverly Hills Hotel here in L.A. And what's his name? James O'Keefe just, like, shows up. And is just, like, acting like it's the most breaking story in the world. Is what Dylan Mulvaney is doing. So, I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird that Dylan was, like, put through the ringer for doing, like, a brand deal like every other influencer has done. And there were other influencers who did that brand deal, too, and it wasn't just Dylan.
And I have felt a loneliness that I wouldn't wish on anyone. And I'm not telling you this because I want your pity. I am telling you this because if this is my experience from a very privileged perspective, know that it is much, much worse for other trans people. For a company to hire a trans person and then not publicly stand by them is worse, in my opinion, than not hiring a trans person at all, because it gives customers permission to be as transphobic and hateful as they want. And the hate doesn't end with me. It has serious and grave consequences for the rest of our community. And you know, we're customers too. I know a lot of trans and queer people who love beer.
No, I started too late. The panel isn't going to happen. I mean, we can do the panel between ourselves. I could probably just boot up Discord. So we could do the panel in a minute. And then we can talk about this stuff.
And I have some lesbian friends who could drink some of those haters under the table. But to turn a blind eye and pretend everything is okay, it just isn't an option right now. And you might say, but Dylan, I don't want to get political. Babe! Supporting trans people, it shouldn't be political. There should be nothing controversial or divisive about working with us. And I know it's possible because I've worked with some fantastic companies who care. But caring about the LGBTQ+ community requires a lot more than just a donation somewhere during Pride Month. And all this to say, bottom line, is that if you follow me, if I've made you smile, if you care about me, I need you to care about every trans person, and I need you to support us, and I need you to stand by us. And hey, it's still Pride Month, so yeah. I'm going to celebrate being alive, and I'm going to celebrate the trans people in my life and the ones I haven't met yet, and I'm going to celebrate the fact that no matter how many thousands of horrible messages or news anchors misgendering me or companies going silent, that I can look in the mirror and see the woman that I am and that I love being. And And I know you were probably here for the tea of it all, but I would love for something productive to come from this. So there is a link in my bio to the Trans Law Center, who is doing some wonderful work, if you have the means to donate. And to the good people out there, I love ya. I really do. And cheers, but only if you're of legal drinking age. Okay.
Let's see what's going on Dylan's TikTok. What are the comments?
Hi.
The blonde hair sling. It's not your fault. You don't deserve any of that. You deserve more support and protection. Dylan Blonde looks good. Dylan, you sweet, adorable human. Proud of you. It's actually insane that you were so heavily targeted from a single video. Yeah. An Instagram story, nonetheless. My gosh, Blonde, you is so you. It looks like she's not getting any hate on on TikTok. I mean, obviously, she could be filtering out words, but it looks like she's getting a lot of support, which is good. I mean, she's been bullied to an overwhelming degree. Undeserved. Because the brand chose to hire her. She was just being herself. She didn't do anything extraordinary. She was just being herself. Bud Light just proved that they're, like, so fucking spineless over this shit. They took such a huge hit. And, like, why not just stick with it? You're not going to stop the hit. You're just going to look like a bunch of amoral assholes. Like, you made the choice. Stick by Dylan. You guys see the latest Bud Light ad where they were like, "We're real Americans, America, bro." Thinks he can make a comeback with this type of commentary. Coco, let me tell you something. The fact you keep tuning in every day is so amusing to everybody in the chat. I think that when you realize that we're all laughing at your expense. it's hilarious. I'm just saying what I think. I'm not trying to say anything, you know. Who, Coco? Coco's one of you? Wait, Coco went over to the dark side? How are your birds from Raven? Coco got so quiet yesterday after Raven just toasted her, Coco. All of YouTube laughs at your expense. I'm fine with that. Then let them laugh. I don't really care. Projecting so bad. Toasted Coco sounds good. Coco got so quiet yesterday. You remember this, folks? How quiet Coco got yesterday? Toxic. You remember how quiet Coco got yesterday? Coco got so damn quiet. What was I going to look for again? Fuck. I just had a brain fart. Coco's a noodle now. Even if they don't want to, they're a noodle. Yes. Oh, the Bud Light commercial. Bud Light. They made a whole commercial like, "Miracle!" They're trying so hard right here. Yeah. Bud Light is done. Oh my god. It's too late. No, it's... My god. They went with like... It's too late for them to do the right thing. The right thing is to stand by the person they hired. It's so fucking stupid that they acquiesced the way they did. America! How is this... I'm sorry, folks. How is this... How did they manage... we've only watched about 10 seconds of this. But how do they manage to make this still make this feel like Pride? I got to be honest with you. This still feels a little gay. Feels like there's still a little bit of gay in there. Look, they got the cowboy. It's like the Village People. It's just three dudes. They're trying to make them look straight? Really? This is how straight they can make them? I don't know. Good time. Okay, all right. The saw, that they're getting pedicures. Yeah. They're trying so hard to look straight that they just ended up looking like they're trying hard to look straight. Oh my God. I can already see the Bud Light is like, I totally have a girlfriend. She's just in Canada. Yeah, that is 100%. They're trying so hard. They're like, yeah. I hooked up with this chick last week. Yeah. I met her on what's the name of that dating app where straight people use? Grindr. I met her on the grind on Hinge. Bro, go the most cringe life. Is my alarm going off? I'm hearing the alarm go off. Hold on one sec. Police are going to end up coming over. Holy shit. You want cereal? Don't we all, huh? Is there another? But I saw somebody. I was grinding hard. Okay, there's another Bud Light ad. What is this? Oh, yeah, I remember this one. They're like, miracle. Or horses. Cowboys. Look, it got 74,000 dislikes. Deserved.
Let me tell you a story about a beer.
Yeehaw! Let me tell you a story about a beer. This beer is made in a country that didn't shy away from its troubles. In 1955,
rooted in the heart of America, found in a community where a handshake is a sure contract.
I can see these Madison Avenue suits just coming up with the idea for this commercial, and they're like, no, you don't understand. Americans want to see horses, okay? Americans, that's the most American thing. Okay, horses, okay? Dramatic cinematic shots of horses walking through every town in America, okay? And we have a narrator with a gravelly voice. He's talking in a low tone, and he's making sure that you know that he smoked 5 packs on his way over here. Where are you? I'm right here. What are you talking about? 4 trucks. Seeing them unfinished is so funny. And by the way, they're trying to make this super straight, and the first thing they have is like two guys who look like they're about to kiss. Like, They're like, every time that Bud Light tries to act like they're not gay, they're like, Bud Light, I'm sorry. I'm going to... super straight. Yeah, they're trying to act super straight. Brokeback Mountain. Yes. 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 Cowboys are gay. Okay. Brokeback Mountain, prove that. Okay. I'm bugging. What do you mean I'm bugging? They're so secretly gay. Yes, they are. Okay, they are. They're in love. These two guys have a whole backstory, okay? That's why they're being featured right here. Play this side by side with an HIV commercial. Bet this looks gayer. Oh my God. Barbecues are straight. No, they're not. Barbecues are for everybody, okay? But Bud Light thinks that they're super straight. They're overcompensating. Bud Light is gay for convenience. Yeah, like Starbucks too, yeah.
Brewed for those who found opportunity in challenge and hope in tomorrow. Raised by generations, willing to sip, share, risk, remember.
Okay, this is, I don't believe this already. They're trying so hard. A horse crossing the Brooklyn Bridge. They paid so much fucking money just to get this shot. Let's hope that this is CGI for their sake, because holy shit. To close down the entire Brooklyn Bridge just so you can make a fucking commercial where a horse walks on down. Like, do you understand how expensive this shot is? They must have paid, like, if they actually had a horse here, this could just be CGI with some fucking B-roll. But this shot alone is like $250,000 to close all this shit and to shoot it. Like, that's a big ass horse, yeah.
Remember,
it's America. Everything in America is bigger, okay? Bigger, better, okay? Budweiser likes some big, okay? Budweiser likes some big and creamy, just like me.
This is a story bigger than beer. This is the story of the American spirit.
This is the story of the American spirit.
Queer baiting? I'm not queer baiting. I like them thick and creamy. We cowboys are cursed with 5-inch penises. Hey, you said that. I didn't. My dad said Bud Light's always been gay. That's why it's a light beer. Got somebody asking me about my special. Still working on it, buddy. It's gonna come out soon. You hold your horses, okay? Enjoy your time, okay? When it comes out, it'll be. I'll let you know. I'm working on it. Working a little bit every day. We're chipping away every day. Coco is simping. Yeah. I can name something thick and creamy. Cake icing. Some cake icing would be terrific right now. I wonder what my cookies are. We should do this 8:49. Oh my God, why is it going to take so long? I'm so hungry for cookies. You're playing Coco? What, the movie? Okay, so we should probably do this panel. Yoshi's Island. Dun, 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 dun. Still working on it? Are you going to do more thick and creamy jokes on it? If you want to, I can just go all full creamy on it for you. Just like, just 100%. Just like blow my entire load on that set if you want. When I film, I need Dennis to be in the audience so there's actual. I'm sure you'll do fine without me. But yeah, I love this. I love doing this because I love to laugh. Teenager type humor. Hey, Why does my profile say man-child? Why do you think? Super Mario from the SNES. That movie does slap. Coco is top tier, yes. I don't think being gay is funny. Nobody said being gay is funny. But seeing a brand struggle to try to make itself not look straight and inadvertently making itself look gay by just how far they're trying to prove that they're straight, that, okay, is funny. Being gay is not funny. Being gay is just normal. Oh my God, Coco. Here's suck a dick. How about you do that? Yourself? You're telling me to suck a dick? I'll do it. Huh? What is even happening? I see, like, I'm not educated enough to know about sucking dick. I mean, I don't think it's really that complex, Coco. It just takes two hands and one throat. Okay? It's simple. Okay? I think most people could do it. Just going out on a limb here. Me being gay in a Bud Light commercial, that's funny. Yes. Have you released the picture of your cousin yet so we can see if he is like Miranda, if he was a girl? Sure, yeah, I mean, I can do that if you want. I don't have a cousin who looks like Miranda. It was just trying to come up with something in the moment, though. It's not like, you don't walk up on stage and, like, just state facts. This mountain is mountain Kilimanjaro is 12,000 feet above sea level. Like, I just said something. I bet Dennis uses teeth. What's teeth? Let me see. Look. Oh, teeth. You mean teeth like teeth? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I missed that. Yeah, teeth. Teeth is a controversial thing. I don't know if people like teeth when they're getting head. Do people like teeth when they're getting head? Like, is teeth good? Using teeth can be good if you know what you're doing. Is it good? I appreciate you too, Elisa. You need a flavored condom to use teeth? Only when they bite down? Oh my God. Gentle? Teeth is dangerous. You ever see, there was a woman, a wife who bit off her husband's penis after she found out he was cheating on her. So yeah, that is a literal nightmare scenario. You do have to be very gentle. What the fuck is Matt Walsh talking about? Alien propaganda. Who cares about what? You remember seeing that? The woman who bit off the guy's penis? Bro acts like an ally, yet makes fun of himself pretending. Bro, here's the thing. One of my cousins, who's like my second brother, is gay. One of my aunts, who is like my second mother, who helped raise me. Like, I was in her house almost every other day of the week. She's a lesbian. It's like, it's, you know, I have people in my family. I grew up, I have friends. So you're the only one triggered by this shit. I have a black friend type tip. Oh my God. What do you need me to do? You need me to suck a dick so you'll be okay with these? I'll just go suck a dick right now, and then you'll shut the fuck up about this shit. Yeah? No teeth. Wow, you're such a guy. Like, what do you know about masculinity and femininity? How's your penis? My penis is doing great. I had to have it. I have cancer on the tip, so I had to have the entire thing removed. But it's good. Cock and balls. So being gay is about being gay, about sucking. I think you, Coco, you are so. Coco is like, Coco's so fucking funny. Trying to have all these gotcha moments on the chat. Can't stop. Yeah, you can't, dude. You can't, like, you're too funny. Don't joke about cancer. What is wrong with Coco? Jeez. Oh, shit. You guys see this? Adam 22. You guys see the Adam 22 thing? What do you want? How do I... way to miss the point, bro. Coco, go away before we donate your brain to science. Don't lose your head. Real ally, LMAO. You haven't seen the Adam 22 clip? Okay. The Adam 22 clip is fucking wild.
I feel like Destiny might have a perspective on this, but so I've been with my girl for 7 years. We just got married. Mm-hmm. We're not in an open relationship, but from a porn perspective, we shoot with other girls, stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no other guys is busting her coochie and ass out.
Well, you guessed it.
Wait a minute, Coco. Wait a minute. I saw this comment. So you're telling me you're like the you're the joke PC police, and you're all of a sudden going after my girlfriend? Like you're slut shaming my girlfriend? What happened to you, bro? Is that what you're doing right now? Is that what your thing is, Coco? Who was the upstanding citizen of like defending the gay community, Dennis? That's really what you're doing right now? I thought you were the upstanding citizen here, bro. Yeah, I know. He's a weirdo for that. Yeah. It's funny how these, like, the types like Coco, like, they just use that shit as a front, right? They use outrage as a front, right? They honestly, Coco's appropriating troll culture, yes. So people like Coco use outrage as a front. They don't really care about any of this shit. They're just here in the chat, and they obviously go to other chats too, and they just like to stir the pot and rile shit up so they can have a gotcha moment. Right? They're like, oh, you're a bad person because of XYZ. When in the reality, Coco is a bad person. Because they don't care about any of this shit. They've never done anything to help anyone. And they're just there, like, talking shit. And the first opportunity they get, they go and they do the exact thing that they're trying to call you out for. So, it's ironic. That's usually how it is with folks like Coco. Coco is a messy bottom.
Over the weekend...
Actually messed up to go for someone who isn't even Dennis. Yeah, I mean, but that, what do you expect from somebody like Coco? Coco clearly has no fucking morals. Just likes to sit on their high horse and act like they're so morally superior. But we know Coco. We have all met a Coco before, folks. We've all seen a Coco. Okay? We all know who Coco really is. Coco also stole his name from Conan O'Brien. What a hack. Exactly, and the reason why he is here because his only insanity is on H3 Discord. Coco, fuck off. You don't come for Dr. Raven, yes. I agree. Nobody comes after Raven here.
Oh, no.
Something like that happened. She
filmed her first ever scene with another man.
I know you was mad.
Shit.
You was angry.
I agreed.
Hold on. We got to catch the whole
thing. I feel like Destiny might have a perspective on this. But so I've been with my girl for 7 years. We just got married. Mm-hmm. We're not in an open relationship, but from a porn perspective, we shoot with other girls, stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no other guys is busting her coochie and asshole.
Well, you guessed it. Over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Something like that happened.
She filmed her first ever scene with another man.
I know you was mad.
Shit.
You was angry.
Okay,
I'll let the panels in after this, yeah? I just want to watch this real quick, and then we'll let in the panels.
I agreed to it, so I wasn't... Angry might not be the word.
But you was kind of, like, disappointed a little bit. Like, you five-like cut, that's your sitch.
You know, I agreed to it. She gave me a lot of outs on the way in. Like, yeah. She kind of kept telling me, like, if you don't want me to, I won't do it.
You should have said no.
I said that I wanted her to do it. I'm like,
on top of millions of dollars, Adam, you didn't have to do that shit.
Fair enough, but I told her, I'm like, I think you should do it. Let's get it
all
out
right,
the way.
So how do you five about it now?
She's 32.
Do I need to get you an old English?
No, yeah, I don't need to drown the pain in the old English. But I was kind of surprised because I feel like I can like intellectualize it, and from my perspective, I don't think it should be a big deal. Yeah. But then after she actually did it, I'm not going to lie, I did feel kind of odd.
A little bit of that feeling in the belly,
see, you know?
So,
yeah, if she was giving a bunch of outs, it sounds like she didn't want to do it. Yeah, probably. Most likely. But yeah, he was trending earlier today for this. Oh, Adam. Adam 22. Yeah. I like how Destiny was just quiet the whole time. And Crip Mac was like, what? He's just surprised. Here, let's jump in the Discord and see. Panel time. Was she 13? I don't know. I remember that he had something about underage. But I don't remember the specific details. Okay, we're out here in the... Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Good. So wait, is the topic still affirmative action?
Yeah, we can talk. I'd like to talk about that too, yeah.
Okay, so let me do this first, or what might be second, because I don't know, my mic messes up. But I basically have an article from like USA Today. That was like from like a few hours ago, and I know it's like, I don't know if it's a common knowledge, but affirmative action overwhelmingly benefits white women the most.
Oh, really? I saw people tweeting out about that, but I didn't know it was where. Do you know what the article's title? I can pull it up.
Yes. So it is USA Today. It's called White Women Benefit Most from Affirmative Action, So Why Do They Oppose It?
Oh, I see it.
And it's from today, yeah, by Jessica Gunn.
Yeah, I think I got it right here. That's crazy.
I think, and I hate to use this comparison, but it's the same logic when people think of like welfare and like social service programs. Everybody immediately thinks of like black people and minorities, but the number one beneficiary of that is white single mothers.
Yeah.
So it flabbergasts me that people like don't like look this stuff up and educate themselves about it, because it's like the knowledge has been there. And if I find the other article, I'll send you that one too. But basically, Harvard, when they looked at their class, I think from 5 years ago, their incoming freshman class, the majority of the accepted people were still white. So, like, affirmative action didn't even bring, like, Hispanic candidates or black candidates up to the levels of white students. When you look at, like, some of the lawsuits, like, around affirmative action, they were brought by, I believe one, at least one was brought by Asian American students. And even when you look at the numbers, like, it's still overwhelmingly white students taking those spots at Ivy League higher institutions.
Uh-huh.
So
wait,
it's
most
weird.
White women
yeah.
oppose affirmative action too?
Yes. There, one of the other lawsuits, another big one, I don't know if it made it to the Supreme Court, was a white female student, and she sued
in
basically
Texas,
saying, I
think I remember that, yeah. Abigail Fisher.
Yeah, yes. I did not get into college because of affirmative action. Uh-huh. And like she was like, I had all these good grades, and I did this and that, but it was because of a minority student took my spot, is basically what her argument was.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Which again, when you look at it, the argument doesn't really hold water.
So do you think overall then it was a good or a bad thing for affirmative action then? Hello? Did it cut out? Or did it cut out? I think it cut out. The Matrix got her, yeah. The Matrix! You've joined the ranks of everybody else who's been gotten by the agents. That's crazy, though. Hello?
Oh, wait, am I back?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. My mic is, like, haunted.
It's okay.
I was going to say, I think it's bad that they struck it down because I think the majority, like, Supreme Court decision, they're ignoring the historical discrimination, like, which was the reason for affirmative action.
Gotcha.
Like, the assumption that, like, you know, oh, we're not racist anymore, and, like, we don't need affirmative action, and, like, we don't need, you know, this system anymore, but we still very much do. Because when you look at the setup of college, it's still incredibly difficult for Black, Hispanic, Native American students to be seen on Ivy League and higher institution campuses with affirmative action due to other policies and grading systems. And I think that's why so many universities have done away with, like, the ACT and SAT tests, because they're not a comprehensive measure of intelligence or how smart you are.
So do you think, do you think that to an extent, since mostly white women were benefiting from it, do you think it was a good thing that it was taken down so that it could be maybe replaced with something that's more effective? Oh.
I think it doesn't get to the root problem. Like, even though, yes, majority, you know, white women were benefiting from affirmative action policies, it doesn't solve the root issue that if you go to, like, a Harvard or a Princeton or a Yale today, they didn't strike down, like, legacy, enrollment. So, like, you know, kids, you know, students who have parents who went to, you know, Yale or Harvard, or, you know, rich donors, kids who can go to these schools. So it struck down one thing to kind of disadvantage minority students, but it did nothing to address the other, you know, kind of more nepotism, you know, and the way the other people get into college, you know, and that will continue. And you're still going to see a disparity between the number of white students in, you know, university positions versus Asian, African-American, Hispanic, Native American.
Yeah. I'm just looking at some of the quotes here. When we talk about institutions like higher education, we see that women in general are on par with men. But we have severe underrepresentation of Black, Indigenous, and Latinx folks in colleges and universities, and even greater disparities for women of color. Texas A&M sociologist and lawyer Wendy Leo Moore told USA Today, "You can make the same analysis when we look at employment. Those are the kinds of things that indicate that on a structural level that white women have benefited." So wait, there's another number here. It says the Labor Department report in 1995 found that
Since the 1960s, affirmative action had helped 5 million members of minority groups and 6 million women move up in the workplace. Do we know if there's like a more recent study?
Trying to find one. I feel, because I'm trying to get the data. Let me see if I can find one. Because they do kind of these longitudinal studies, so it's the time frame is hard. Like, they'll do it, like, you know, for over, like, a 10-year period and then, like, release the data in, like, whatever, like, 1995 or something like that. But
yeah,
let me see if there's something more current.
Yeah, in 2016, I guess it was still... Everybody, there's a Vox article from 2016, but it's citing the same study from 1995.
From 1995, yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I think, I think it's like a longitudinal study. So they probably, I mean, unfortunately, that might be the most recent.
Oh, but it was only in California. I'm curious. I'd be curious across the country. It looks like it was just in California that did it. I'm sure that it could even if it was across the country, you get some states in the Midwest where that barely have any, you know, minorities or people of different backgrounds, like. It would be much higher.
Absolutely, yeah. When you look at it, and as I'm pulling it up, like who benefited from affirmative action, there's a couple different studies or different like following. So like Colorado State has an article, University of Pennsylvania, ACLU of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Like,
hold on. So I think it's definitely. Hold on one sec. Hello.
Oh yeah, no, go for it.
Are you here?
Song. Hello.
Hey, host.
Hey. Just real quick, wasn't affirmative action only for like black and Latino people?
Hello.
Hello. Because, I mean, I thought that's what affirmative action was. So, like, how can white women benefit off of that if it's,
hello,
like,
host,
or...
Is it my mic?
Oh, shoot. Hold on. One second. Okay. Okay, I can hear you now. I'm sorry. Hello? Huh. Can y'all hear me on the stream?
Hey, yo. Got it.
What's up?
What's up?
Nothing. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Why are you being so professional right now? Hi, how are you?
Well, because my mic works tonight. I don't know. I feel like official now because I'm not on my phone. Like a, I don't know.
Hey, can you hear me? I think the Matrix got me.
The Matrix got you again? Yeah.
Close,
yeah,
can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You can. Okay. Hey, sorry. I have to keep like restarting my like set. I don't know my computer.
You're good. So I was just asking Dom because I thought affirmative action was for like brown and black people specifically.
So like, it's basically, and don't quote me on this. I'm trying to speak like factual and logical, but basically it's a title, like an education, a policy with education. I don't know if it's Title 7 or Title 5, or it's basically saying that like in education and in like, or one is for employment, like basically you cannot discriminate on measures of race, gender, you know, religion, sexual orientation, basically. So the one that affirmative action specifically focuses on is, you know, minority status. So minority status can obviously be your race, but then like minority status of like, I'm a woman. So trying to get more women in like higher education or more women in like corporate America or, you know.
So from what I understand, like the whole, like, I mean, what happened today? The Supreme Court, like, they got rid of it or something, right?
Yeah. So basically, like, what people, like, for people who wanted it struck down, they're saying, like, yay, like, there's no more racial, like, quotas and race can no longer be used or asked about as a factor for college admissions. And then for people who supported affirmative action, this is kind of a set as a blowback because, you know, that was a way to kind of right historical wrongs of like, there's a, was a point where black people weren't even allowed in on white, in white colleges. Like we had to, that's the whole reason we had HBCUs.
So I thought affirmative action was like for colleges who specifically want like, you know, diverse, like a diverse campus, I guess, like, you know, or alumni, whatever. So I thought it was like specifically for like Asian people wouldn't be included on it because like, well, I mean, they just wouldn't be included on anything because they have like they're in college, like they're the minority that has like, you know, the most, college educated people.
Well, they would be included. So, I guess basically, and it's in the USA article, I believe, or something else I read, but basically, like, Asian American students, college-age students, in general, the population has increased, but their representation in higher education or Ivy League schools has not increased. So, like, obviously at the top, it's still white students, and then I think second is Asian students, and then African American, black, and then after that is Hispanic and then Native American, I believe. So, over the years, it has an increase for Asian students, and I think that might have been one of the driving factors for, like, so many of these lawsuits that ended up now in the Supreme Court, because Asian Americans...
So that lawsuit that was taken to court today, it was started by a white man, a bunch of white dudes, and, basically, they just had Asian people, like, be the face of that, like, you know, movement. So it was pushed by white people.
Right, exactly. There was a case in 2013.
Dennis, do you know anything about this? Because I'm just, I don't know anything about this.
No, you're fine. I know some of this. It's a lot.
I'm still learning a lot of it. But yeah, like, to me, it was just surprising that white women were the biggest beneficiaries of it. Because I didn't even know that white women were eligible for it.
What I'm saying. I don't think they are.
Yeah, I always thought it was just minorities.
So yeah, no. What I was while you were out getting your cookies, so I was talking about it with Hose. The way that like the title, like whatever. Don't quote me on this, but the titles of like the education. So like Title IX is like discriminatory policies or, you know, campus, like sexual assault, harassment. There's different titles. So it's either Title V or Title VII is basically like equity and educational policies and like anti-discrimination, like in terms of education. And so like minority status isn't just like racial status, but it could be another identifier that makes you a minority. So that's why women.
I don't think women are minorities though. Like, I remember talking about this, I think it was someone in the chat, and I thought that women were minorities, but like they're not.
Yeah.
I Googled it and they're not. Because I was like, well, you're a double minority because you're a woman and you're also like a woman of color. But like, I Googled it and I don't know. I feel like it may be a Mandela thing because they're not, and I thought they were.
Yeah, I don't know. White women are definitely, I don't think white women are the minority. I don't know. It's just unusual.
Boom.
Oh, there you go. The South Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last time it wasn't working.
Yeah.
What's up?
Women are the minority. I mean, yes, black women. I'm speaking specifically about white women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, women are considered the minorities in the workplace. That makes more sense. Yeah.
Boom.
Hmm. I mean, it definitely is a very, like, there's a lot of layers to it. When I saw that white women were the biggest beneficiaries, I was just like, what? That sounded counterintuitive to everything I knew about what affirmative action was supposed to be about.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is Dom here, or did Dom get dropped again?
The Matrix got her again.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Wait, you can't hear me. Okay, sorry. I think when I'm scrolling away, it's like the Matrix is like...
I think it's something to do with the bitrate in the Discord server, because I had looked at it, and it's like set all the way up, so like you have to have a really good connection to be able to like speak clearly on this Discord, I think.
No, I agree. It's definitely the bit. Dennis, if you want to look it up, it's Title 7... or just Title VBI.
Fake news. It explains it
like 10 times better than I'm explaining it.
Wait, I don't think he's here anymore.
Did he leave? And I had to, get the Matrix to get me to sign this article.
He's looking it up. Just give him some time.
Okay, I'm going to give him some time. It's okay. I can't judge. I'm a boomer too. I can't judge.
No, yeah, but I mean, I know that sounds like arrogance if you're like, women are, but no, I don't think women are a minority. I think he said that women are a minority in the workplace. Because I think it was Aaron, if I'm not mistaken, or who the fuck was it? It was someone intelligent. I just can't remember. But I was like, oh yeah, you're a double minority on top of that. They were like, what? No, like, I'm not. And then I was like, well, women are a minority, but Denny said that women in the workplace. Oh, he's back. Hey, what's up, Denny?
Hey, yo.
Hello.
Hey.
You're back.
So we figured it out. It was fake news.
Oh, it was fake news?
No, I'm joking.
So what was it?
I don't think we know. I just want to chime in because I thought that it was for like black and Latino people, so I was a little confused. But that's it. I guess we could figure it out after. Or she wanted you to look up something.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna go back in chat though. It was great talking to y'all.
Thank you, Hose.
Bye.
Sorry, I'm like ODing on these cookies. These cookies are so fucking good. Holy shit. Oh my god.
I know, they do look delicious.
Is it like crumble cookie or something?
Nah, they're junior cookies. They're so good, holy shit. Man. But it's like, there's so much sugar in it, they're so rich, I feel like I'm gonna have a sugar crash in a minute.
Is it chocolate?
I don't even know how to describe these. Look at these.
Can you hold them up to the camera?
Yeah, these are like specialty cookies.
I'm all fat.
Can you do a mukbang?
A mukbang?
Yes, a mukbang.
Look at these. They're so good. Holy shit. And I had churro ice cream right now. It's so good. Man, I am so satisfied.
That one looks like a prolapse.
Which one looks like a prolapse? This one? This one looks kind like a prolapse. Kind of.
The one, it's one. To the second one to the left.
This one?
Or the one to the left, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's like a churro one.
Prolapse cookies, y'all. Prolapse, this is his cookies. Kink.
I'm just eating that anus. You still bulking? No, I'm just...
Oh my.
Is that too much? I'm just,
a little too soon. Too soon.
Too soon. I'm still, let's just say I'm still bulking,
Dennis, you came in hot. You came in hot.
Yeah, I came in, no pun intended, right?
No pun intended.
Came in hot. I do have to go, though, in a minute, so let's take a look at this thing, and then I'm going to have to go in, like, 2 minutes. Are we here yet, or still, or no? I wanted to look at the study or something.
I'm trying to get the best way for you to get to it. It explains Title 7. Let me see if I can just copy and paste it.
Okay.
It's basically the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I'm going to drop it on the general page if you want to click on it.
Okay, yeah, I'll pop in there.
Okay, and then hopefully it will open. I'm scared to go too far because my mic keeps going out.
Oh, there you go. Boom.
Okay, it should be there now. I think Cody explained it well too on the YouTube chat, like basically how like women, you know, yeah, might not be the minority in terms of like you see, like you work for women or women are in the colleges.
See, but this
that right wasn't always so, the case.
But this right here isn't for like school. This is for jobs.
Well, I think it applied.
Right, but
the same applied for. Yeah, it says the workplace, but maybe the same thing. They just took the same standard and applied it to schools. It says diversity training. It like is speaking about a bunch of different things.
Charter school? Oh, they do say something about schools out there, actually.
Yeah, it says race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. So, I mean, if you are like, this is interesting because now it means, in my head, I'm thinking like, if you're a part of like a really small Christian denomination. I mean, this country's mostly Christian, right? So if you're a part of a small Christian denomination, you could still use Title VII by saying that you're a minority based on like, so a Scientologist could essentially be a minority, right? And use affirmative action to get into college.
And how can they know exactly if someone is, or if the school is discriminating against, or they didn't pick a student because, you know, their race? Because they have like limited spots, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have like certain quotas, I think.
Well, I don't know quota. I think it was I mean, I guess kind of like a quota, but
yeah.
So I thought that's what affirmative action was for, specifically just to diversify, like, you know, the people who they accept.
I think it was at first it was intended to help minorities and people from disadvantaged backgrounds get into college and like get their foot in the door as far as work, right? But then I guess because it was so broad, a lot of people ended up using it in ways that ended up really not fulfilling what the mission was.
Oh. Yeah, it's unfortunate too, because at least in the case of like, I feel like people who were against affirmative action were like pitting minorities like against other minorities. So like you had, you know, Asian American students being pitted against like Black students and Native American students
because
of affirmative action, but that wasn't really fair. Like that wasn't really the case.
Wait, but like Asian Americans, I don't think they were included under like the affirmative action thing, because Asian people. Okay, so like the whole lawsuit that was taken to the Supreme Court, like I said, it was started by this like a bunch of white men, and they had Asian Americans as the face of their, you know, like whole movement. So it was basically like, their case was that it was stopping Asian Americans from, or it was hurting Asian Americans, pretty much. But,
right. But
in reality, so I mean, that being said, like, if, I don't know, I just don't think Asians, I mean, you know what? I didn't know we were doing a panel today. I would have did more research. This don't sound right, though. I don't think Asian Americans were included in the affirmative action. I think it was just Latino. And, because, I mean, Asian Americans, I mean, Asian Americans are college educated.
Well, they just say race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. But
Asian Americans were never, hurt by redlining. Oh, I'm sorry.
You can keep going.
Were you saying something?
No, you're fine. It's basically, I feel the same way, Holes. Like, I would have been so much more prepared. But basically, like, it gets into a deeper discussion of, like, Asian Americans and the whole, like, model minority myth. Like, where, you know, Asians are the standard. Like, you know, they are the smartest and they work the hardest. And why can't other minorities be, like, Asian Americans? Like, there's a whole, like, stereotype around it. But again, Asian American students were included in affirmative action. But the way that it was displayed is like, because of a Black or Hispanic student, an Asian student didn't get into college. And that
but how does that make sense though, right there? So like, if they're all included, then, oh, you're saying it's like a bad faith argument?
Yes, exactly. It's a bad faith argument. Like, the way that it's been portrayed is, like, because of a Black American or a Hispanic or a Native student, Asian Americans or white people have not been getting into college. And that is not, that's very far from the truth. Overwhelmingly, like, college is still well over 50% white people. Especially when you get to Ivy League, so Harvard, Princeton, Yale.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Again, I would have been so much more prepared, but it's a lot to explain.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into it.
Well, thank you for explaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I tried. Like I said, I'm not the best at this, but I try to find my articles, and I try to always, you know, speak from a place of, like, facts. But yeah, it's a lot to go over. So I know there's some stuff that I miss. Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, all right. I mean, this was good. I'm sorry I was, like, jumping up and down, in and out of the conversation, but I feel like I learned a couple things. Chat, what do you think? Did you learn something? I didn't know that white women were the ones that were benefiting the most. That was like, that was,
yeah,
that was
so, mind-blowing. I'm not too sure on it as well. Like, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. But I guess I'll do some research. I really just, like, my information was based off of the Hassan stream that I watched today.
What did he say?
I mean, pretty much what I said, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, everything I said about this was based off of his talking points. So, basically, what I said, and just, you know, other ways.
We can see it real quick. I'm curious.
Okay.
Because he usually has a very informed take. So maybe it's
Yeah, Hose. There's nothing wrong with that. I know when I was in high school and college, like, my professors or teachers, they would play Philly D, and we would watch videos and critique and, like, talk about current events. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they have us on in, like they show him in, like, what is that, college classes. Sorry, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
No, you're right, college classes. Yeah, so yeah, no, that's, there's like
our lecture, I guess, like,
yeah, courses, lecture, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think,
yeah, they there's whole classes now dedicated to, like, it. Oh, sorry. Did you say something, Dennis?
Yeah, people haven't clipped it yet.
No, yes, they have. They had to have.
Let's see. Hassan, yeah, Abi.
I was going to say, I literally could find the timestamps because he had a short stream today.
Okay. Yeah. Hassan, Abi.
No,
Cody is making some good points in the chat. Like, I'm sorry, I have like 1,500 tabs open right now. But, like, Cody, if you want to jump on, or you can. I know, Dennis, you probably have to go soon. But yeah Cody's like dropping some knowledge in the chat.
But yeah, poli sci.
You're up under.
Again, I'm sorry. Like I said, I was not prepared for this panel, so I'm just trying to, like, make sense.
I know, dude. You gotta let us know, like, 2 business days ahead if we're gonna do a panel chat.
I'm about to say, I gotta get my, like, you know, okay, like, well, college professor hat on or something. I gotta.
For future panels, we'll, like, maybe announce the topic, like, on Tuesday, and then we'll do it, like, on a Thursday or Friday. Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, shoot, I'll be prepared next time with just random shit.
Like, let me come researched and read up.
No, but you guys did great. You guys did really do great. I mean, I learned something. So I learned more than something, a few different things. So, but yeah, I do have to go. I'm sorry to have to cut this short.
No, I mean, I think we're ready. Like, this is a long stream, right? Yeah. I mean, how long have you been streaming? Oh yeah, this is like a 2-hour stream. Don't apologize, dude. This is cool.
No, yeah, no. And honestly, I mean, this is cool.
That's what I.
Yeah. Oh,
but okay. I do have to go, but I thank you. Do you rather I call you Hose or Jericho?
Doesn't matter, whatever you prefer.
All right, well, thank you, Jericho. Thank you, Dom. Appreciate you two coming in. And thank you. Ah, cut you out. I was trying to not cut you out. I'm sorry. Here, let me go back.
Hello.
I know.
Hey. Yeah, I cut you out.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
You thought you just hung up on us. I'm like, rude?
No, I waited like a second, and you got I didn't hear anything, and maybe okay. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, thank you for having me.
Oh yeah,
no,
I'm pretending I'm on CNN, dude. Thank you for having me.
we were the breaking news host, the breaking news.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you too. I'm gonna end the call. Okay.
All bye. Right,
three.
Okay.
Two,
see ya. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay. All right. And thank you, everybody who's at home watching. Appreciate all of you. This was a lot of fun. Doing it again tomorrow. I may be a little bit earlier tomorrow because I'm going to be talking to this other YouTuber. But yeah, I'll tell you guys more details about it tomorrow. Okay? All right. Love every single one of you. Have an amazing evening. Bye-bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.